Hello.
Hi.
Happy bonus episode.
Happy bonus episode to you too.
Oh, thank you.
How do
I
you celebrate?
celebrate by posting this episode on Instagram and going, "Happy halfway through this month."
All right.
And then everyone goes, "Oh my God, it's halfway through this month already." And I go, "Oh my God, it's halfway through this month already." Like the one that happened this month, I was like, "Oh my God, it's
Oh
halfway."
yeah, it is, huh?
It's past.
Oh wow.
We're already almost done.
I hate that.
I know. We've got like a week and a half left of this
I
month.
am ready for summer though.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to being pregnant in the summer.
Yeah, that's gonna suck.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to September.
Yeah, me too.
Meeting a little fella.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty useless and undeveloped at that age.
But I can look at them.
You can look. They're not going to do much.
Oh.
I heard the first few months they're just literally like paperweights that like
Aww.
poop, cry, and eat, and that's it.
Cute paperweights.
Yeah. And it's not until they can like actually start crawling and stuff that they're like interesting. Babies are weird.
I love them.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. I hope by this time maybe we'll have our new couch.
Yeah,
That'd be fun.
that would be fun.
And hopefully by this time I've finished all my Christmas presents.
I believe in you.
I doubt it. I was like, "Oh, I have enough weeks. I could do one a week." And then I'm like, "I never want to do it." And then I'm like, "I'm gonna do five." And then I'm like, "Wow, that sucked." So we'll see.
One a day.
One a day. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I have enough time in certain days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like a process, because I do it on my table. So I have to clean off the table, which is a mess. And then I have to move it out a little bit so I can walk around the whole table. It's just a
Hassle,
process.
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. All right. Well, we are in Holy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking water because I'm a healthy bitch.
Me too. Did you drink green beer on St. Patrick's Day?
Maybe. No, I didn't.
It also like snowed. like pretty well, did it snow that? No, it was like raining that night.
Yeah.
No, that was the night
I
before.
didn't even comprehend that it was St. Patrick's Day until it was over.
It was snowing and icy everywhere. They closed I-25 because there was a jackknife SUV.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I was supposed to be in Denver and I didn't because of the snow. I was like, "I'm not messing around," because it rained for hours and then it snowed.
Yeah.
So the roads were just trash. So it's supposed to snow again Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
I don't want snow, I want rain.
Yeah, and I have to be in Denver on Tuesday, so
Oh
hopefully it doesn't.
no.
Maybe it'll just not.
I want fog and sprinkles.
Yeah.
That's what I'm manifesting.
Okay, me too. I'll do the same. All right, well, do you have any hot goss?
I do not.
The only hot goss I have is that we gave my dog a bath for the first time since his surgery. I haven't
Aww.
done a Fuji update in a while. Oh, it's a bonus episode. That's okay. He's doing really well. He's almost, I'd say he's like back to normal.
Good boy.
Yeah. And he wants to be an insane person and run up and down the stairs and chase the cats and go on long walks. So we're slowly walking more, but not every day a long walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a long walk the other day and I was huffing and puffing because I don't walk unless I'm walking him. So
Yeah.
it was strenuous for me. I need to start walking more though, because I do spend an awful lot of time on the couch.
I want an elliptical.
I do love
Those are
ellipticals.
so fun.
Yeah. I really wanted to get one, but I had like a non-electric one in Tennessee and I hated it because I was
Really?
like, "Oh, this one's only like a couple hundred dollars because it's a piece of shit." Anyway, got rid of that, and then Like a really good, nice one, they're like thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a cheap one. I just have nowhere to put it.
Yeah. That I also have that problem too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe whenever it starts getting warm, you can go on walks with me.
Yeah.
So that way, because my only excuse right now is Fuji.
You can take me on a walk.
I can take you on a walk. You can take me on a walk. I need to walk, especially whenever I'm really, really pregnant.
We could be those ladies that walk together all the time and just like...
I'll be waddling.
Yeah, put ankle weights and wrist weights on.
You can do that. I'll be waddling. And we'll, like, walk down the street and we're like, I have to pee. And we'll turn around. That'll be us.
Can't wait.
And then whenever we have the baby.
Oh, we go baby walks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm planning on going on lots of walks with baby and Fuji.
Yeah. That'd be so cute.
Yeah. We put a stroller on our baby registry that's, like, a running stroller. Ooh. So it's good for walking.
You have to send me your baby registry.
Oh, yeah. Did I not send it to you guys?
I don't think so.
I must have just sent it to my in-laws.
Unless I missed it.
I probably didn't. No, I just screenshotted, like, the paintings I want to put in there.
Oh, yeah.
The art.
Artistry.
Yeah. To make my baby a artiste.
Art baby.
By looking at giraffes. Giraffes are the best.
Maybe they'll become a zookeeper.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be a zookeeper adorable. Who loves baseball.
A baseball zookeeper.
Why not?
I love it.
We're manifesting
baseball zookeeper.
Yep. That'd be cool. All right. Well, what do you got for us this week?
I'm going to tell you about Resuscitation Annie.
Okay.
So, Resuscy Ann.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Like, I can't even come close. Also known as Rescue Anne, Resuscy Annie, CPR Annie, Resuscitation Annie, Little Annie, or CPR Doll, is okay. A model of medical simulator used for teaching both emergency workers and members of the general public.
Do you have a picture of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, later. No, but I can get one.
Okay. Because is it like those, like, man torsos with the open mouth that you practice CPR on?
Yeah.
But it's a woman?
Yeah.
I'm assuming a doll, a child?
I will show you.
Okay.
It's kind of creepy.
Oh my god. Oh. And is she full body, like legs and arms?
I think some of them are, and I think some of them are
just torsos.
Like, here's torso.
Yikes. It kind of looks like the guy that Michael has. Sorry. This is going to sound weird, but let me finish. The guy that Michael has in the garage.
Oh, yeah. That man that's chained up.
It's like a version of a punching bag.
Yeah.
But it looks exactly like that. It's just a torso of a man and a face.
It's like to practice kissing on.
Or punching.
If you're violent.
Headbutting. Yeah. It's like that guy Michael has chained up.
The guy on the wall. The guy that's bolted to the wall. You know him. You've met him.
Oh my gosh. All right.
So I'm going to call her Rescue Annie. Rescue Annie.
Okay.
Which is not one of her also known as names, but it's easier for me to say.
That's fair.
So Rescue Annie was developed by Norwegian toy maker Asumd S. Lairdal.
A toy maker.
Toy maker.
Interesting.
And the Austrian-Czech physician Peter Safar, and American physician James Ellum, and is produced by the company Lairdal Medical.
Hmm.
The distinctive face of Rescue Annie was based on the unknown woman of Sen. That's what she's called.
Okay.
The death mask of an unidentified young woman reportedly drowned in the river Sen around late 1800s or 1880s.
The death mask.
Yes.
So did they...
So I think I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
But what I think is that if it was like someone they didn't know who they were, they would like copy their face so that they had that. They didn't have to keep the body around because it was.
So would they put the face in like some type of mold and then fill the mold?
I think
like,
so, yeah.
Whoa.
I think that's what they were for.
That's interesting. So you're going to need to cover that. Yeah. For one of us.
We should.
Because that sounds like something I want to know more about.
Yeah.
Wow.
According to a repeated story, the body of the young woman was pulled out of the River Seine at the Quai du Louvre in Paris.
Okay.
Around the late 1880s. Since the body showed no signs of violence, suicide was suspected. A pathologist at the Paris morgue was, according to the story, so taken by her beauty that he felt compelled to make a wax plaster cast death mask of her face.
Okay.
It has been questioned whether the expression of the face could belong to a drowned person. So she's kind of like smiling a little bit.
Oh.
In the picture. Or the mask.
Or the dummy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So according to Droughtsman Georges Villa. What's a droughtsman?
Is that someone whose expertise is drowned people?
Maybe.
Or droughts?
Who knows?
Something to do with water, I presume.
Probably.
Or it could be wrong.
Yeah. Could be like I don't know. Who received this information from his master, the painter Jules Joseph Lefebvre, B-V-R-E, Bouvre.
That's not a word.
Lefebvre.
That's not a word. You can't put those letters together.
You can't. The impression was taken from the face of a young model who died of tuberculosis around 1875, but no trace of the original cast remained.
Wait, so I thought you said they had the cast already of the drowned lady.
They're saying that this person is saying that it wasn't the drowned lady.
Oh, okay. So they're saying that's not the true story.
This is the true story.
So say it again. It was a
model of a, or a face of a young model who died of tuberculosis.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. According to other accounts, the mask was taken from the daughter of a mask manufacturer in Germany. The identity of the girl was never discovered. Claire Forestier estimated the age of the model at no more than 16, given the firmness of the skin. Which sounds kind of creepy.
How would you know the firmness if you're filling the model with the same material?
I guess, like, downward, maybe?
If there was wrinkles or something?
Like gravity, yeah.
Huh. Just saying, if you fill something with hard plastic and you're like, wow, that's firm.
Yeah.
Well, no shit.
It's very firm. In the following years, numerous copies were produced. The copies quickly became fashionable, albeit morbid, in Parisian Bohemian society.
What do you mean fashionable? They'd wear a mask?
I think just having them, maybe.
Okay.
Albert Camus and others compared her smile to that of the Mona Lisa, evoking much speculation as to what clues the seemingly happy expression, perceived as eerily serene, on her face could offer about her life, her death, and her place in society. The popularity of the figure is also of interest to the history of artistic media relating to its widespread reproduction. The original cast had been photographed, and new casts were created from the film negatives. These new casts display details that are usually lost in bodies taken from the water, but the apparent preservation of these details in the visage of the cast seemed to only reinforce its authenticity.
Okay.
The face of the unknown woman was used as the head for the first aid mannequin, Rescue Annie. It was created by Peter Safar and Asmund Laidrell in 1958 and was used starting in 1960 in numerous CPR courses. For this reason, the face has been called the most kissed face of all time.
Oh.
they haven't met the guy in your garage yet, huh?
No.
I think he's the most kissed. My source is Wikipedia.
Okay. So they found a photo of the cast and then recreated it and then put it on a CPR dummy?
I think so. Why? It was all kind of complicated when I read about it.
Why not just get a new one?
I don't know.
Like, why not find anything else?
A different model?
Yeah. Does it have to be a model of an actual person? We all know what people look like. can't you just make one?
I don't know.
We make Barbies all the time.
The story was all over the place and it was kind of hard to follow. But yeah. I have no idea.
Interesting. Huh. Well, that would be crazy if it was any of them.
Yeah.
The mask maker's daughter.
That'd be the least creepy, I think.
Yeah. You know what? I think I have a book on my Kindle called The Mask Maker's Daughter. And I wonder if it's about that.
Maybe it is.
That'd be fucking wild. Maybe I should read that book instead.
You should.
Well, I picked that family book because, what was it? Family Money. Because it was only like 230 pages and I'm really behind on my physical reading. So I wanted a quick book. And
just read a Clifford book.
I was reading this post on one of the like book Facebook groups that I'm in.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, do you even count books that are less than 300 pages on your Goodreads? And I'm like,
ew.
Yeah.
I read it.
Like, of course. And then they were saying some shit about like, I saw this other post that was like, if I listen to a book, I don't edit. And I'm like, why the fuck not?
Why would you not want a collection of everything you've consumed?
Yeah.
That's like really pretentious and I hate that.
Yeah. If a book is a book that is listed on Goodreads, I'm going to put it on there.
Oh, Tay's book is on Goodreads.
Ew.
You should go rate it.
Yes. How long is his book?
I don't know.
How quickly can I read it?
Probably pretty quick.
I read very slow. Like, you know, whenever it says like the average time to read this book is like 5 hours.
Uh-huh.
It's usually, I'd say probably closer to like 8.
Really?
Because I read right before bed and sometimes I'm really tired.
I always get fixated on the like 10 minutes left in this chapter.
Yeah.
And then I'm like paying attention to that and I'm like not concentrating on the words. And I'm like, oh God, I have to go back. Like, I feel like it's like a timer. Like, I have to finish it in 10 minutes. And I'm just like, oh God, oh God, oh God. I'm not retaining any of this information.
That's fair. I pay attention to that just because I'm like, oh, can I stay up for another 10 minutes? And I try to finish chapters.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm not that sleepy and I get to the next chapter and it's like 25 minutes in chapter, I'm like, I'm not going to fucking read that. But if I'm like push through and finish a chapter and I'm really fucking tired the next night, I'm like, the fuck happened? And I have to like go back to the last page. I'm like, oh, okay. So. What happens.
It's hard to concentrate sometimes.
Whenever you're laying down in bed at 11 o'clock at night, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm tired now just thinking about it.
Me too.
I mean, it doesn't help. I probably shouldn't read right before bed to make me tired, because then whenever I try to read, like the other day, I got off work a little early, so I was trying to read at like 3 o'clock before I walked Fuji, and I was on this couch. And I got so tired, I fell asleep.
Really?
And I took a nap. It was amazing.
I believe it.
It was a good nap. So, yeah, reading makes me tired. But you know what? Whenever I, like, because I'll get in this really bad habit of, like, watching YouTube videos before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it for, like, a couple weeks. And then I'm like, God, I need to stop that shit. And then I'll go back to reading. But I sleep so much better whenever I read, albeit if I have weird dreams. But, yeah. Yeah, whenever I am, like, watching YouTube videos, it's hard for me to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm just, like, I don't know, maybe it's the screen? But I'm looking at a screen with a Kindle.
Do you do night mode?
Yeah.
I think that might help.
Probably. Anyway, that was fun.
That was fun.
Oh, I haven't asked you in a while. How's your reading going? Your goals?
Not great.
Yeah.
I am reading something now, but
Is it good? Do you like it? What is it?
I am one chapter in.
Okay.
It's called Survive the Night. It's by an author that I've read many books of. I like them.
Do you know what the author's name is?
Allow me to look.
Okay.
What
genre is it?
They're all like kind of like mystery-ish, suspenseful more.
Is it kind of murder mystery or
some of them are?
Okay.
How do I? Riley Sager.
I've never heard of that.
It's him. A man.
Him.
I was really disappointed to learn that it was a man. Because I had read like 3 books and I was like, wow, she's great.
Yeah.
And then I was disappointed.
Aw, that sucks. But it's good that you found a author that you like.
Yeah. It's like the last book I have by them, but.
I just finally switched back to my Audible after borrowing somebody from my book club's Audible for like the last 2 months. So as we're recording this, it's March, and I just finished a book and I reviewed it and it was like, wow, your first reviewed book of 2022. And I was like, shit. So I think I've had her Audible for 3.5 months.
Oh, wow.
But I've listened to so many books off of it. It was awesome.
That's cool that you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really nice. It's our old English teacher's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah. She reads more than I do. All right. Well, my reading goals aren't going that great either.
Well, that's just us.
Yeah.
And you have to deal with it.
Yep. I am listening to a bunch, but that's to be expected.
Yeah.
I wanted to physically read 25 books, but I don't know if I'll get there. I'm only at like 4.
That's okay. Books is books.
Yeah.
No matter how you consume them.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next Friday, and follow us on social media, and that's it. Bye.
Bye.